Hello, and welcome back to the Sorta Helpful podcast. I am Sonia.
I'm Blake.
So happy we made it to this third episode.
Yes.
Lucky number 3 for me, personally. It's my favorite number. Mm-hmm. I would also like to get this out of the way immediately. I realized that the first two episodes were not edited at all. So if you heard me say anything disgusting,
don't,
or I what,
take it out of your mind.
Yeah, honestly, just never take it. Happened. It never happened.
Don't even re-listen to them.
And you know, if you have a problem with it,
take it up with nobody, because it's us that's in
charge. No, just nobody. Stop listening to them, because if you don't like us as ourselves, then get out of here. We don't care.
You want to do a fit check for the listeners?
Fit check? Yeah, yeah. Sure. I'll do a fit check. I'm wearing a very confusing hoodie. It says It says 180 Tied on it.
Well, it's,
and it's backwards. It's and backwards, people can't read backwards. It's upside down.
Down.
It's upside down backwards, but it has a cool back pattern.
So at first glance, you're like, what's going on?
It's a cool back pattern. It's a UFO. UFO. It's sucking up. I was gonna say probing. It's
slow
not.
Down.
It's not probing. It's sucking up water.
It's a lavender color.
With fish. It's a environmental protection.
Moving on.
No, it's important. This is an environmental protection. Listen, you wanted the fit check.
Well, you're...
You need to go into detail.
I'm talking like hoodie, pants, socks.
That's boring.
Okay, fine.
Clearly you're not a creative writing major.
Well, clearly I want people listening to be creative and think of what kind of hoodie we're wearing.
Maybe. Okay, well, it's important. This is,
Sometimes the reader
180 Tide because it helps the environment.
Yes.
It's lilac, and I'm wearing ripped jeans and bare feet. And a bra today. How about you?
I'm wearing yellow socks with gray sweaty pants and a very cool Alfred Eden kitty cat cardigan.
Okay,
very nice and warm. I'm also wearing a bra, if that's what you wanted to know.
Very nice.
You got anything that you want to say first before anything else?
Do I want to say anything before anything else? No, I do not have anything important to say.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
Anyways.
Go ahead with your fucking list.
Listen, it keeps me organized.
Okay, go.
So, I kept seeing you yesterday.
Yes.
And I thought that was pretty funny. We kept bumping into each other.
Mm-hmm.
You, here's a little play-by-play.
Oh,
which
no.
I was hysterical about. I ordered my Covfefe or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Your frap?
Yeah, my frap.
Your vanilla bean frappuccino?
Yes. And I'm getting the hint that you don't like to make frappuccinos.
Why?
I thought that was something that Starbucks people didn't like to make frappuccinos.
This is probably one of the easiest drinks to make. I enjoy making them.
I thought it was frappuccinos.
It's messy. Because then you have the whipped cream, and it gets everywhere, you put the top on.
Mm-hmm.
The tops are always the bitch, and it's just really hard to get on. You have to push it, and sometimes it breaks, and sometimes it gets everywhere, sometimes it spills.
Okay.
Yeah, it's messy.
So the cup goes to Sonia. She grabs the cup and she's like shaking it and kind of like crushing it a little bit and staring at me. Because it said my name on it. So she's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know your thought process. What was happening when you saw the cup? I don't know.
I turn the cup and I see your name. I slowly, you did not see me do this, but I slowly move my head upwards. But you weren't looking at me, so it wasn't great comedic timing, but
still got it.
My thought process, it was just because I was being funny. It wasn't anything else. I wasn't nervous or anything. I was like,
I know.
A little bit of a handshake moment. I don't know. It was funny.
Did I pull you out of your work, like, mode?
Maybe.
Someone I know that I'm making coffee.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. Maybe.
Listen,
sometimes you don't need to dig deep into... That's what my therapist told me a couple minutes ago, so I'm going to stop doing it. Anyway.
But you gave me too much whipped cream.
I did. I gave you a good amount of good whipped cream.
Which,
are you clear?
Which tastes like nothing.
It does? I never had it.
It doesn't taste like anything. It's just nothingness.
Honestly?
That frappuccino just tasted like milk.
Did it?
It was watery.
Not my fault.
They asked me if I wanted milk in it.
Yeah, you got oat milk.
2%. Did you give me oat milk?
No, no, you did get 2%. I thought, I don't know, for some reason I thought you were the type of person to get oat milk.
I do get oat milk in a different drink.
Okay, so you did get 2%. Mm-hmm. I put the 2% in the cup. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna tell them how to make a frappuccino. You take the cup, mm-hmm. you have to write the name on it.
Yeah.
But, you write the name on it, and then you put, this is so unnecessary, I'm not actually gonna do this. This is giving
Please,
me a headache.
I'm
so tired.
I think everyone knows, like,
okay, so, truth is, I'm gonna say it.
What?
I hate Starbucks drinks. Mm-hmm. So the only Starbucks drink that I get that I'm actually comfortable with
getting. Being interrupted by Father Blake because he doesn't know how to give people privacy for an hour or so. And he's flipping me the bird.
Rad dad, bitch.
What?
Little tip touch.
I came in quiet, and then you gotta start saying stuff about me.
Is that an apple?
Pretzel roll.
Pretzel roll, is it good? Is it buttery? Is it dry?
Well, we have butter.
Is it dry? Does that salt on it?
Got mustard in it.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely disgusting. Mustard?
Well, let's hope the editing works this time.
Mustard?
Yeah, he was...
No, I'm leaving that in.
444, the time is 444.
What's the time? What's it?
It means protection, the universe. I think this happened before when we were on the podcast. It was 444.
What does that mean? Are we being protected?
We're protected by our spiritual guides in the universe.
Awesome. Anyways. What were we talking about? Oh, dragon drink.
Dragon drink
and pink drink. Anyway, continue.
I walked over again, I think... I don't know, I just wanted to.
I flipped you off?
She flipped me off. You were, like, hitting the blender thing. I don't know, it was so funny. Because I only could see your eyes with the mask. So it was just, thum, 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 flip off, thum, thum. You know,
it was funny to me. I know.
Anyways, we should get on topic to some things. Well, a little life update. It's been a week. How's everything?
I'm very congested. I have a lot of snot in my nose.
Everybody on campus is sick.
I'm not sick, though.
But, like, congested and coughing. And
not anymore. It was worse yesterday. I'm not coughing, though.
Did you take any meds?
No.
Why?
Because I've got a great immune system.
Okay.
Let me think.
I do have some cough medicine if you want it.
I'm not coughing.
Congestion medicine. Excuse me. It's cough and congestion.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
This is off.
I'm fine. How's my week been going? It's Friday. I just remembered that.
Yeah.
I got recognized for an assignment that I did very well. Mm. I've been having an alright week, actually. I feel like I was out of my funk for a little bit. But I'm also, like, I'm in the middle. I'm in purgatory emotionally. So, that's how I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Nothing too specific right now, though.
Nothing 2%?
No, not 2% milk, sorry. How about you?
I've had imagine, like, a graph, and then it just keeps on, like, going up, and then down, and up, and then down. It's been that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have been.
What makes you think that?
It was just my mind making it that way.
Okay.
My week was really good. I hung out with one new person.
Uh-huh.
Plus a couple.
Uh-huh.
It was a very social and antisocial week.
Okay.
Balancing between having... what am I trying to say? I don't know. Feeling alone and then feeling of having company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nice.
It'd be like a day where I'm busy... And then people are like, oh, yeah, can we hang out? Like, oh, let's hang out, blah, blah. And then we hang out, and I'm trying to, like, time crunch. And then the next day, I'm really free, and I'm, like, scared to ask people to hang out because I don't know their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm, like, I'm either going to get left on delivered because they're in class or they don't want to hang out with me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Freaking motorcycle. I don't know. It's strange... It's like, I get my hopes up when I hang out with people.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like that's going to be every day.
Right.
And especially this week, I had two really good days, and then it was just kind of like a neutral day.
Uh-huh.
Nothing exciting happened.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was brought back down, like, my dreams are crushed.
Right.
But if you negate all that negativity, it was a really good week. I talked to a lot of new people.
Awesome. About the ups and downs, that's kind of just like the moral of life story. It's life is just like always moving, so it's not going to be the way that you want it to be on some days.
It's not going to be good days every day, unfortunately.
No, and that's not really unfortunately. It's pretty fortunate to a certain extent, because without any bad days, how do you know, like, what is your... I guess bad days really just show you who you really are. They set your, you know, your limit. You know how, what makes you feel bad, what makes you feel good, what makes you irritated, what makes you very upset, what gets you moving, what doesn't get you moving, and stuff like that. It's very important to have unfortunate days.
And the days where I consider them, like, bad or something, mm-hmm. they weren't bad at all. It was just, like, I was kind of lonely, but it's life balancing out, because you can't always have bad days, and you can't always have good days.
No.
Like, I was having a really good day, and then I got a call from the health center being like, oh, your therapy is going to be online instead of in person.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that was like a Debbie Downer. Like, oh, I was just having a good day.
Right.
And this just is now something that's happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the world. Actually, it was a nice interaction. I had therapy today.
Was that your first time?
Yes.
With that woman?
And I have to wait 2 more weeks.
You can tell her if you to have it every week if you want. That's what I told mine.
She's just booked.
Of course, because she's probably the best.
I know, she is the best. But talking about, like, that feeling of being alone and stuff, this goes out to all my commuters. I feel especially alone and isolated because I live at home, off campus. And I was even told by somebody that it would be a lot easier to, like, hang out with me if I did live on campus. And I agree, because, you know, everyone's door-to-door, pretty much right next to each other.
Mm.
And it's kind of a hassle for me to... Not a hassle for me, but I guess probably for other people. Because, oh, then I gotta contact her, and she's gotta get in her car and go all the way here and wait in traffic and stuff. It's not that far away, but still, I get it. It's much easier to just walk across your room and, like, go hang out with someone that you live with.
It's also...
I'm thinking about it way too much.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not unnormal to do that. But I was...
No. You go.
No, you go.
Okay, fine. I'm also grateful that I don't live in the dorms, because, personally, I don't think dorm life's for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very comfortable with my routine and my room and house and whatever, you know, the separation of living and school.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it gets pretty lonely, man.
There's also, like, there's, like, a different side to living in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the aspect of, like, friends and stuff, I guess it is easier. But as somebody, like, because I live here, like, already, and I have other friends who aren't in college or something, and they, like, they live here, it's really hard for me to hang out with them and to maintain that friendship. Because, honestly, I'm a lazy fuck. I don't want to go anywhere other than the place that I am right now. Because I just, it's stressful for me. It's anxiety-ridden because, like, I feel like I need to be on that campus for some odd reason. Like, I'm going to fail something somehow if I don't stay on that campus, or I'm going to miss something somehow.
If I don't stay there, right.
It's like, it's a weird feeling, and I don't like it.
I get that feeling, too. Like, I always don't want to be at home, because if I'm on campus, then I'm able to socialize and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just go there and edit a photo or something on my tablet, or just listen to music, and, like, I don't do homework on campus sometimes,
right.
But
I like it over there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it over there.
It's like a big old cafe. You can just kind of roam and
Yeah, I guess.
People
yeah.
watch a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social aspect of it. I don't know. Yeah. It's strange. People are strange. People are young outside. They don't know how to pave.
It sounds like it sounds like that scene from Corpse Bride. Am I thinking of that right? Yeah, it's like, but it's in the beginning of the movie. I need to look this up. This is important.
I'd never watched Corpse Bride all the way through.
We're ending the podcast right now. I'm gonna watch it.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm doing? That's gonna make a lot of people happy. I'm making a Halloween. I'm making a Halloween movie list. So I'm going to watch Beetlejuice. I'm going to watch all the classics.
Yeah, you better watch Beetlejuice.
I'll watch The Corpse Bride. I will watch Chucky and Nightmare on Elm Street. I will watch just a bunch of horror movies, and I will suck it up because even though my body gets squeamish when I look at needles and stuff or people getting stabbed.
Love that.
I will... try to train my brain to learn that, like, that's just movie effects.
Right.
Even though it could very much happen in real life.
It's also made to make you feel that way.
Well, good to know.
So horror is.
Yeah. You know...
What is it called? Script?
Many horror movies that I've watched.
Let me think. This is important. Oh, yes. It sounds just like it. I gotta play this. I hope you don't get, like, copyrighted or something. I gotta play this. It sounds just like it. This is what we hear. Not... This is commercial.
No.
This is a little GIF. Little GIF project.
Little GIF.
Oh, it's not it either. Okay, this is what we're here. Ugh, no, this is the title sequence. That's not what I meant. I meant the first scene.
You gotta, like, find the whole movie.
Oh, my gosh. First scene from...
You.
No, this is... This, they, cause
okay,
this is...
She's passionate.
This is very funny to me. I'm sorry, because this is what we hear. First scene from...
I think it sounds like the beginning of that Glass Animal song. I think it's Pork Soda. And they're like...
I'm not sure.
Man, what are you doing around here? Something, something.
It's according to plan.
And it goes... Oh, I cleaned out my closet and have a lot more space.
I'm playing the whole movie. Give me a second. I gotta scroll to this.
Oh my gosh.
That is not Corpse Bride. No. They didn't.
What?
They're trolling me right now. This is not Corpse Bride. Liam Neeson? They literally... it's like, hear ye, hear ye. Yeah, hear ye. Here. Hear ye, hear ye. 10 minutes to go till Van Dort's wedding rehearsal. It's literally what we're hearing outside right now. If you know the movie, how they sound, that guy sounds, you would understand what I'm talking about. Anyway. Back on track here.
I have a notification on my phone right now that I'm looking at.
What?
It's a little scary to me. It's just a text from somebody that I added on Instagram, and I'm a little scared to hang out with them or, like, ask them to hang out and stuff.
Why? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, this is the topic. Apparently, according to most
sources...
To plan.
I'm sorry. Just continue.
I am apparently intimidating.
You're not.
I know.
You're not. I'm sorry. You're not at least not to me, because I'm usually
I'm
the one who's intimidating.
Of course not to you, because we're
yeah.
close.
Yeah.
But these new people I'm meeting, they're like, I was just so scared to come up to you. Like, you're intimidating.
Do you think they're intimidating?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Who?
You think they're intimidating. You're scared to talk to them. You think they're intimidating.
No.
Okay,
I'm
then...
I'm afraid of, like, them not wanting anything to do with me.
Okay. What?
You don't get what I'm saying.
I know it.
Down?
I completely understand, but it doesn't make sense. Because
I know it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because...
Oh.
Thank you. But does that have mustard on it? Okay, then.
My dad brought some toasted... Oh my god, why'd you put these in the toaster? What is that? You put butter on them?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's Thank you. Snack. I really appreciate this.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
Hungry.
It's hot.
Are you complaining about it?
Flip me off again.
Don't give her any.
What? Don't give her any. Oh, don't give her any. Thank you. Give us back. Stole her out of her mouth. Back on the plate.
Jeez, it's got my cooties on it.
Anyway.
These reliable sources are telling me, in fact, that I am intimidating.
Who is these reliable source? Holy shit. This is good. It tastes like a pretzel.
You have it. It's a pretzel bun. Like, without it toasted, it's like... Okay. Not dry at all. Anyways.
I don't care. Okay? We're gonna go back to what you were saying. Because I want to know.
Friends, people that we know. Here, I'll write them down so then we don't have to cut it out. So keep talking. Tell me how I'm intimidating.
No, it's just... You're not intimidating.
If the editing doesn't work.
Who cares? This is a great... This is not as bad as the second episode. And I haven't said anything gross yet. Like, I pulled a... Imagine if I kept going.
Well, you did cuss a little bit just
Well,
now.
I thought these podcasts were uncensored.
No.
Well, clearly it's not an issue.
I guess not. These new people I'm meeting, they're just telling me that. I've been told it's the height. It's my height. I've been told it's my eyebrows.
What?
When I have my mask on, like...
Okay.
And, like, my body language, when I'm, like, moving from class to class, I'm just, like, focused. But another reliable source said it's because I'm confident.
Okay, and who is this person?
My father.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris finds you intimidating.
No! He said that it's because I have confidence.
Okay. So does a lot of other people. You find them intimidating?
This is a lost cause.
Yeah, because I'm trying to help you not think that you're intimidating.
Well, if the facts hold up...
Well, don't, just because they say it doesn't mean that it's a fact.
Well, I'm just confused because if sources say that I'm intimidating and...
You're worried that other people aren't gonna like you or something?
Well,
not talking
to
you?
It just proves the point of why people don't come up to me as often.
Okay. Understandable, yeah. Maybe there's a different reason. Maybe it's not, it's as simple as maybe just people don't want to, like, talk to anybody. Or talk, I hate to say it, or just talk to you.
I know, but,
you know,
like,
how people are.
They see
people like you and me, and then they're like, oh, ugh,
I'm talking,
ugh.
Like, the...
You know this.
Yeah.
Look at my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
Mm-hmm.
We had this conversation in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
I'm talking the people that I've met up with that, I reached out to first, and they're like, man, you were really intimidating at first, but,
care.
Like, you know, I don't know.
This I've been called intimidating. Do you think, what's intimidating about me, do you think?
People aren't used to, honesty, being upfront as much as you are. It's not a bad
Oh, you
thing.
Know what we're gonna get into?
What?
Being called something you're not, aka mean. Being called mean and saying that I'm a bad person and like that. I'm not. Actually, no, we're not going to get into it because that seems like a me issue, like only me issue. I feel like nobody else has like experienced that. I don't know. Have you been called mean?
I don't know. Not that I've heard of, I guess. I don't know.
It really hurt. It hurts when I get called that shit. Not mean. I just don't deal with people's bullcrap. Like, if you're gonna say something that's really stupid, like, pure, like, lack of education, I'm gonna be upset with it.
People find...
I'm gonna be annoyed.
That honesty or that not putting up with it to be rude.
Yeah.
Because it's... Everyone's expected to be so nice to each other.
Right, and
people are
also
expected to laugh at bad jokes. People are expected to.
It astounds me how funny people think they are.
Yeah.
I was in film club. Okay, maybe that's calling it out. No. I was in film club. There were people in it, so it's not like it was just me and one other person. But there were other people in it. And we were watching short films that other people have made for past Fresh Fest things, because that was the film festival that I did. And we were watching it, and some of them were funny, and some of them were more serious. Mm-hmm. And these people were just, like, commentary. Like, very bad, thinking that they're funny, saying, it's so gross. They're saying, I need to be more in the moment, because I can't remember what they said, but just acknowledge the fact that it was really not funny. It was Reddit humor. It was Reddit humor, and it wasn't funny, okay?
Like, sus.
Okay, listen. There's a certain extent, as a common sus user, it can be funny.
It can be.
It can be funny.
I've just gotten the brunt of it, and it's
That's how I feel about every in TikTok, then.
Yeah.
So don't be upset if I get annoyed when you reference a TikTok, then. Because I'm like what you said. Like the, go Mets or something like that. Like, shut up. It's all
about the Mets, baby.
Shut up. I don't care about the Mets. Go Yankees.
I don't care. Oh, no.
Podcast ends.
You're in a Boston
New York household. City, New York City canceled.
In a Boston Red Sox household right now.
Can't go to the concert in October.
You should be burning alive right now. Like a church when you walk in, you're like, I'm burning alive. Okay. Anyways.
Honestly, that was kind of sus. What you said. I'm okay. Sorry.
It's 5:05. What is this, Arctic Monkeys? Anyways.
What? Continue, please. What were you talking about? We were talking about, you know, I was going to say something about this. It was, people not liking honesty. It's, like, also the fact that, people don't like being told that they're wrong. People don't like being, you know, put on the spot.
Someone who doesn't like being called wrong either.
And putting you on the spot, like, no, what you said was not, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
Just, no. What you did was not okay. Don't do it again. People don't like doing that, so they get really mad. I see it a lot with professors and teachers. When a teacher or a professor doesn't like something that a student did, and they, most of the time, they're going to be very kind about it, especially at first. They're not going to be, like, screaming at you.
Yeah.
But if you're a repeat offender, you're going to get your ass slapped.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then they get mad, like, oh, this professor sucks. I hate their class. They're such a bad teacher and this and that, when they're the best, like, honestly, the best teacher I've ever had. And I can say this about one of the professors I have she's my professor for writing about literature. Got a little stink on your hand.
It's just lotion.
And she is honestly the most kind and caring, soft person I've ever met in my life. And what she teaches about is most of the time is Latinx, because she is Hispanic, I think. And she has every right to talk about that, because it doesn't get talked about. The Latinx deserve recognition for the work that they have done and everything else. It doesn't get as much. And she has every right to teach as much as she wants with those writers and stories. And I go on Rate My Professor, and there, fucking lo and behold, she talks too much about Spanish people. She talks to, like, she, all she cares about is Hispanic fucking history, like, literature and stuff like that. She pays too much attention to it. Are you, like, are you kidding me? What do you want to read? Fucking Shakespeare? What did he do? Nothing. He was a goddamn hack. Pisses me off. Like, come on. Grow up. Anyway. A little rant.
I kind of dozed off. But I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
It's really good.
It's crunchy.
It's good.
Good principle.
We're 29 minutes.
29 minutes?
Yeah. Grish. Nothing what do you want to say?
Nothing you gotta bring to the table?
I just nothing brought a lot to the table.
Well, I've kind of rent. Well, no. I can bring it back. I can do it. I can really do it.
You can do it.
Oh, something that has been happening recently is that I journal my negative thoughts out. Kind of being pessimistic, like, oh, this keeps happening, like, blah, blah, blah. I wish that it was this way. And then life's been proving me wrong. Like, the other day, I was journaling.
That's nice.
In my little laptop in a cafe. And I'm like, Gorsh, I'm so alone. And I would love if people were to ask me to hang out. And then, lo and behold, as I was typing that, someone asked me to hang out. And it's like every time I journal, or every time I make it apparent to the universe, like, hey, I'm feeling this way. Why? Why is it like this? Why can't it just be nice and happy and fun?
And are we going back to the start of this podcast?
Am I?
No. Yeah. Do you have more to say?
About being alone?
Yeah.
No, just that it's the weird universal connection.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I really hope the editing works.
Why?
I don't know, for long silences and stuff.
Who cares?
I care.
They care so much they can make their own fucking podcast. What? What? Go ahead. I'm listening.
No.
What's your thought?
I don't have any thoughts.
What?
I don't have any thoughts.
You don't agree with what I just said?
No.
Are you tired? Because I am. I'm ready to take a nap. Break out your list.
That was my list.
Okay, let me break out my therapy list. What I wanted to talk in therapy. You know what I've been,
segue.
Struggling with lately?
What's that, me amigo?
Actually, you know what? I've been struggling with it, but also not struggling with it. Confidence. Let's talk about confidence.
Talk about confidence.
Yeah, let's bring it back to confidence. We were talking about it earlier.
Yep, yep, yep.
Let's get more into it.
Skibbity boop up. Skibbity
day. Give
you a scenario?
Okay. I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, go ahead.
You're sitting in a lounge, and people are walking past you in the hallway.
Okay. What do I do?
Is
that what you're asking me? Like, what do I do?
Like, what's going through your mind?
What's going through my mind? I don't talk to these people. These aren't my friends. So I'm not going to do anything about it.
This is a bad example. Did you remember what you were gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna get you talking. I was gonna say give advice for confidence. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good advice. Mean
that I wore a really bright and like outstanding kitty cat cardigan today, which I love. I don't know. I get a bunch of looks. Sorry. I don't know if they're... just blow your nose.
Continue. Oh, boom, air.
What?
Okay, came back. No, continue.
What's going on? It's about confidence. I tend to wear what I want when I want because...
I'm so sorry. I'm tired. Snorted. That was so rude. I did not mean to.
I don't know. I get told that... I'm a intimidating.
You're what? You're what?
I just repeated what I said. Intimidating.
Oh, I thought you said something different.
No.
Continue.
God, my jokes never land.
You're fine.
I wear what I want when I want to. I'm told that I'm confident because I'm quote-unquote brave enough to wear, like, a cardigan with a bunch of cat faces on it. Or, like, I don't know what else. Just good pieces of clothing. I'll boast a little bit there. I do have a good sense of style, and I'm told that a lot, too. And I run across a lot of people who say that they're insecure, and they're like, wow, I don't know if it's, like, an insult or truthful. I think it's more truthful than that, but it's like, man, I could never wear what...
You're right.
I could never wear what you wear, and it's, like, literally some...
It does kind of sound insulting.
Pants and, like, a cardigan, and it's just a different piece of clothing that not a lot of people wear, I guess.
I think people have very, very high expectations. I think they have... It's, like... I think social media has a lot to do with it. It's like, I can't, if these people can, like, they're doing it, I'm not at the level to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's kind of like the too good to be true. Like, you know, okay, so right now, I'm on Instagram, I'm scrolling through Instagram, I'm like, wow, look at that person wearing a great set of clothing. a shirt and pants, amazing. I could never do that. And then when you see, oh, and you walk outside, like, whoa,
someone's wearing that.
It's something that I saw on the internet. Impossible. Mm-hmm. They must be really, like,
cool.
Like really, just yeah. They have the opportunity to wear it. They probably have more money than me, or something. Like, or
they create a little narrative.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm terrible at explaining things, but I know what I'm trying to say.
I'll apply it to the kitty cat cardigan.
Also,
Alfred Eden.
Alfred Eden. I love Alfred Eden. I've been a huge fan. I've never bought anything, but I know that shit costs money.
This is like $50.
Yeah, it's $50. Are you kidding me? I was about to spend $300 there about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. It's easy to spend a lot of money there. Anyway, continue. It doesn't matter, but
not
continue.
Sponsored good quality anyway.
That's good quality.
I would see these sweaters on Instagram and be like, wow, I really want to wear that and be cool. So I just pulled the trigger and I got a dinosaur sweater and a kitty cat cardigan. And
classic dinosaur sweater.
Honestly, not every day. You don't see everyone wearing dinosaur sweaters. So
where is this person from?
What?
Who said that you're...
Oh, it's other people.
Oh.
Just a bunch of different
people. I was gonna say, I think it depends on where they're from, too. Like, if you're from New York City, you're not gonna go up to somebody and say, like, wow, you're so brave for wearing that. You basically go up at bare-ass naked.
No, I think it's local people, kinda.
Oh.
And it's in the past.
Oh, this happened in the past?
Like, a couple months ago or so.
Oh, not even college yet.
The point is, people shouldn't be afraid to wear what they want to wear.
No.
I think a lot of people, in my opinion, dress really plain. And it's, you know, I get not everyone is, like, a creative art major or something.
You don't have?
Like a,
that doesn't mean anything. I'm sorry. It doesn't. Creative art doesn't set a personality.
Not everybody wants to wear a dinosaur sweater that's bright green and has doodles of it all over it. Not everyone likes it. Not everyone...
Right.
It's not their taste.
Right.
It's not their form of casual.
But they might look at someone and be like, oh, good for them.
Yeah. I kind of lost my point.
No, I know what you're trying to say. It's like, yeah.
People shouldn't
You can
be
like it, but not want
to. Yeah. Wear what they want to wear. If they want to dress like a dark academia, go out and put effort into it and find what you want to wear and wear it.
And you know, you can find like great pieces. You don't have to like spend millions of dollars on a good outfit. Just go to like thrift store or something. Thrift stores, sometimes it's a hit or miss, but most of the time you can find a good piece.
Yeah, sometimes I just, you know, when I have the money, I'll get a $50 sweater that's, you know, kind of fast fashion, but it's like a smaller business, so I guess it's a little less corporational.
Let me like use some imagery here about the things that I wear. What I wear is not normal at all. I wear
Hawaiian shorts.
I wear fucking men's pajama shorts that have the freaking, the hole in it for the, because they're pajama shorts. Okay, they have the crotch hole, and I wear them out, sometimes rolled, sometimes let it just flow. And then I wear a completely different pattern. Hawaiian shirt sometimes. The most popular one that people may think that I'm, I don't know what it is, about this, the banana shirt. I wear the banana shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand what kind of power it beholds. I don't.
Sonia has been mistaken to be part of the LGBT.
Just because.
Excuse me. What did you... LGBTQ. What I did said you... LGBTK.
K? I wonder what K would be.
Oh my gosh, wow. Sorry. That's me. I got the lights back here behind me.
Yeah, just because I wear
things that usually gay people wear to alert others, like, hey, I'm one of you.
That's
like,
kind of stupid. I don't know. That's kind of effed up, I'll be honest with you. Just like, because I have a sense of style does not mean that, a specific sense of style does not mean that I have to.
I understand, but it's like a good example is Doc Martens. It's been taken over by the community. The gay community.
Not cool at all. I'm sorry, community. Not cool. Stop doing that. It's not cool. I'm sorry. Stop doing it.
You know, usually people from the community will wear them, and you see someone walk by with some pair of Doc Martens, you're like, nice Docs. I know that it's safe. This is a safe space and stuff. Not to say that straight people don't wear them, but
I love feeling a safe space. I mean, I don't care that people think I'm gay. That's not what I was talking about. I don't care. Whatever.
I'm just in the sense of style thing. Yeah. As well.
Yeah. That's just like, I have confidence in that. Like, I'd wear whatever the hell I want to wear. I don't care. If I think it's a good outfit, I'm gonna wear it. It's not all the time though. Like, there's times like lately I've just been, I'm gonna put these pants on. And I'm going to put this top on, and it's not going to be fashionable, but it's going to be what I want to wear, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me when I say, I know how to fit,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I know how to put a pair of pants and a shirt together, and I know how to do it well. I've always known how to do it well. You should have seen me in elementary school. I was rocking it. Rocking the 80s fits, and I'm not kidding.
I never... God, these noises. What was it like as a kid? As a kid, I was forced to wear bootcut jeans and Old Navy hoodies, zip-ups, bright green to be specific. Never really got to wear what I wanted to wear as a kid because, like, what was affordable.
Right.
And, you know, my parents would buy me clothes without me going to the store and, you know,
picking
them out.
Right.
So my sense of style was, like... What's the word? Bootleg? No, knockoff.
Knockoff?
It was not a bunch of knockoffs of everything.
Uh-huh.
I really tried to appeal to what everyone else was wearing, like, you know, the Ugg boots and the Justice stuff.
Classic. Can't believe that Walmart now. It's Walmart?
It's somewhere.
It's in Walmart. I don't understand.
Amazing how the times change. That's my neighbor talking, if you can hear him. But my sense of style didn't kick in until I think high school, because I was still trying to live up to the standards of, what everyone was wearing. It wasn't fun. Like, I would always try and, I'll say it this way, I tried to be white. I tried to dress very boring, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I had these knockoff Ugg boots, and I would wear the black leggings with a... like Olympia sports shirt and my hair up in a bun, high bun.
Yeah.
And I had my little slime or like my fidget spinner or whatever.
I bought a handmade wooden carved $45 Harry Potter Gryffindor fidget spinner.
I remember that. Isn't it like a triangle? Oh my god.
The proudest purchase. I still have it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, living up to people's standards is not fun, especially when it's clothing standards, because you're not wearing what you want to wear.
Right.
And even back then, it's for me at least, I couldn't find a sense of style. I didn't know how... I didn't know that there were more options than what I was seeing people wear right. in my town.
Yeah, right.
Which was, like, very, very plain to me.
Very very conservative.
Very just casual, plain, boring colors. And
just... Republican.
Yeah.
It's also important to know that there, there isn't, like, just one specific style. Go out and find your own.
Go to Pinterest, just look up
your... Mix pieces, mix styles. I like mixing styles, personally. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. Be proud of it.
You shouldn't be wearing something to impress somebody.
Never.
You shouldn't be wearing something to ask for attention.
Absolutely not.
It might look like I'm asking for attention when I wear a bright green sweater with dinosaurs on it, but I'm not. I just want to wear it because I want to wear it.
Exactly. If you like it, you like it. Wear it. Slap it on.
That's another one of my mantras that I have on my mirror that says I should stop living up to other people's standards and start living up to my own.
Exactly.
Because it's a lot of anxiety that comes with, like, oh my god, is my hair in the right style today? Am I wearing the correct shoes that everyone else is wearing? It's just... It's not living your life if you're not living like Larry. I don't know. You're just in constant worry of if everyone else is impressed by you.
I miss Anakin. Oh, what do you mean, don't look at that? I wrote it!
I know you wrote it. It's a little letter on my wall.
Oh, look at Anakin. I miss him. I miss him very much.
You just gave him away.
What?
Did you give him to your friend?
No.
Your pet bunny?
What?
You gave that bunny to your friend.
No, I didn't.
To Emily?
No.
I swear to God you did.
To look after while I was in New York City.
Oh, I thought for college.
Absolutely not. Oh, holy crap, I would never.
I was like, damn, that was
That's my
fast.
Baby. Absolutely not.
Oh my God. But I don't know, because you were here in Oswego and you guys were talking about your bunny and...
I miss him. He's at home. I'm not
no,
at home.
No, when we were riding the scooters, and you passed by her, and you're like, hey, how's Anakin? It's like, I was confused. Like, you gave your bunny to your friend to, like...
What?
It was, like, July, the 4th of July.
Wrong.
Okay.
No way. I know.
I swear to God.
You're making me go crazy right now. I'm, like, disassociating.
It was either the 4th of July. You must have. I remember, because I was so confused as to why this person...
I know I have my bunny at my house right now.
Okay.
Okay, we don't need to continue.
All right. Because
you're driving me crazy.
Sorry, I'm not trying to gaslight you. I'm just going off of what I remember. What?
I'm not trying...
No.
Oh. You know, you're sounding really crazy right now.
I'm, like, drained.
No, I'm really tired. Look how cute he is. Oh, my
He's
God.
A cute bunny.
Hi. What is this? What is this vote Lady Bird thing?
Oh, it's from the movie Lady Bird that everyone likes that I'm not really a fan of.
And why is that on your wall?
Because I think that's funny.
Who made it?
It's from the movie Lady Bird. It's just a poster that says vote Lady Bird, and it's got people with bird heads. I thought it was creative.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was from... I thought that they didn't have it in them. I thought it was... maybe it's not meant to be funny. Maybe it's just symbolic.
It's not meant to be funny, but I find it...
I know,
a very nice
feel like, I feel like I would make that to be funny. Maybe they did.
Uh-huh.
48 minutes.
48 minutes?
Yeah.
I think we're done.
We can be done.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna edit it out.
What? Really?
I don't know how to do it. I mean, I emailed Liam. He sent me stuff. I'll try it.
There's a lot of silence in this one.
Not really.
A lot of cutting out of language.
What do you mean? Like, self-muting? Self-censoring?
There's parts where he didn't self-censor.
Okay. Dude, the last two episodes weren't edited and I didn't self-censor.
All right.
It's not a big deal.
We need a little cleaning up sometimes.
What, it's like other people don't swear?
Anyways.
That's it for episode 3.
Episode 3.
Lucky number 3.
That you enjoyed. You can follow us on sorta_helpful_podcast on Instagram. DM us with any questions or topics that you want to talk about or want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, please.
And listen to us on Spotify and Castos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it, folks.
All right.
Stay fresh.
See you later, alligators.
Toodles.